I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is WBUR. Love it or loathe it, Valentine's Day is upon us. The so-called Hallmark holiday tomorrow brings its annual run on mushy saccharine cards of the sugar is sweet and so are you variety. But there was a time when people sent and received some pretty vicious Valentines. Historian Susan Benjamin takes us back to the Victorian era through this audio time capsule.
In the 1800s, around 1850s, let's say, New Englanders were giving gifts. They had chocolates, they had flowers, and of course, they had cards. These cards were absolutely beautiful, lacy, feathery, just sumptuous cards that were actually invented by a Worcester native whose name was Esther Howland. And she was the mother of the commercialized Valentines. What she didn't know, and so many others didn't know, was something else was looming. And that was called the comic Valentine, or even more to our liking, the vinegar Valentine. It was mean. It was snarky. It was startling. It almost made you cringe. No, I take that back. It did make you cringe.
I am not attracted by your glitter, for well I know how very bitter my life would be if I should take you for my spouse, Rattlesnake. Oh no, I'd not accept the ring, or evermore 'twould prove a sting.
Vinegar cards weren't just between people in love or not, as the case may be. It was about people who wanted to get their revenge. And they gave them anonymously. These were sent to lawyers and shopkeepers and teachers and doctors who gave you the wrong kind of syrup that made you sick. Here's an example of one that was published in the Fall River Daily Evening News.
Your pads and pills may cure our ills, but your homely face gives us the chills.
Before you think that these Valentines were some kind of an anomaly, like who would write those? Who would send those? No. According to the Boston Globe, and this is in 1886, one factory alone pumped out 15 million comic Valentines in a measly 5 million sentimental ones. By far, though, the most influential maker of the vinegar Valentines was a guy named C. Howard. He was from Boston, and he was called the Valentine Man. The most prominent victims of C. Howard's and all those other Valentine's producers were women, and the insults are pretty standard. I mean, there was plenty about the reasons why one person was an old maid and that her nose was too big and nobody ever wanted to talk to her, the usual stuff. But some of it was really kind of startling. Listen to this one. It's horrible.
You claim you're good at anything, so come on, show me some proof. Let me see how good you are at jumping off the roof.
All the way throughout the history of vinegar Valentines, people took real moral offense. And they said joking on Valentine's Day may seem funny, but no, it isn't. Love is actually very serious. In its own way, the New England card-making universe was the one that helped take down vinegar Valentines, although it took them a really long time. So you have to remember, 1850, we have Esther Howland at her home, living as a single woman with her family, and she came out with this amazing Valentine's Day card with all sorts of lace and all sorts of flowers. It was doing so well that eventually George C. Whitney decided to buy her company and around 9 others. It's not really clear how many of those actually were making the vinegar Valentines, but what we do know is that his motto was industry, punctuality, and Christianity, and the vinegar Valentines had to go. Throughout the entire lifespan of vinegar Valentines, newspapers kept reporting, even into the 1950s, that they were no more. And all through this time, they never went away.
You've got more curves than a roller coaster. Your clothes fit like a glove. There's one thing wrong, Glamour Puss. You've a face only a mother could love.
Today, we kind of still have them in this great big envelope that we call social media. Anyway, happy Valentine's Day, no matter how you get your message. And may all your messages be sweet.
That's author and historian Susan Benjamin. Our piece was produced by WBUR's Andrea Shea. You can see a few vinegar Valentines at WBUR.org.